One, two, three, four. Bum.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
Oh my.
All right, Tommy, you're
welcome everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. I want to punch this kid right in his stupid face. He just like the poor kid. I mean, great casting. It's great casting.
This perfect casting.
This is from Step Brothers, but that kid they cast to sing this, I mean, just he's really good. I mean, good for him and everything. And I'm probably a really nice kid, and parents are probably really awesome people. But I just want to punch that kid right in his stupid face. It's perfect. It's so perfect. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We came
into Sweet Child of Mine because of the new Thor trailer dropped today,
yeah.
And then Brian surprised me with that little twist to the tangent.
Because you need to smile, man.
You do.
I get that this gerrymandering thing sucks. It's awful. It sucks. It just feels like a big old kick in the
teeth.
But in the teeth, and it sucks. But I have to introduce a concept to people that may not be very popular with a lot of folks, but you're going to need to do it. I'm gonna tell you, you may need to embrace a few Republican candidates here and there. And I'm telling you this, and this is why. There are certain areas that no matter what we do, they're going to screw us, no matter what.
I got news for you, pal. They're going to nail us no matter what we do.
So my point is, why are we trying to run a Democrat candidate in a place where if you put an R next to something, they'll vote for it? Like I make the joke, like if you just change your name to La Follette, you'll get in.
Yeah.
You know, but if you put an R next to your name, you'll get in. My point is, we got to identify and find sane candidates. We need to find
a
Dale Schultz.
They're leaving the Wisconsin legislature in droves.
We need to recruit them and put them in. I don't know how to do it, but my point is, if they're going to push us so far this way, we're going to have to go in under. We're going to have to send in spies. I don't know what else to tell you, man.
I have a feeling that the ending of this story, Brian, is all of a sudden the Republican Party elects a majority of candidates that agree more with Timothy Rantham than Robin Voss, and all of a sudden, Robin Voss is going to have a supermajority potentially on his hands, but he's not going to be the speaker anymore. That's the terrifying part. Robin Voss is going to do all of this hard work to concentrate his power, and
for
then
himself,
he is going
and someone's
to be
gonna take it.
He's going to be stabbed in the back and stare behind him and say, "Et tu, Brute?" And it's literally going to be one of the crazy Republicans that he's been just supporting and feeding fire to the flame this entire time. That's going to be the end of the story that I'm afraid of.
I get you. And I'm scared of that too. What I'm telling you is, with something like, I don't know, democracy on the line, you can't worry about it being, it has to be our candidate or it has to be a D or an R. You have to go, we are now at the point where calling all sane people, calling all people who believe in government functioning. That's what we're talking about. It doesn't matter if they have an R or D.
There needs to be a coalition there. I agree.
There has to be some sort of. That's what I was hoping for the Millennial Caucus, but it just seemed like we're putting a bunch of people together so we can have a bunch of names so we can run on things. But
yeah.
I thought the Millennial Caucus was going to do that because that was their mission. But they kind of went, "Hey, we're the Millennial Caucus, and we're going to go over here and then stay
over there."
But doing our own thing.
But Brian, enough people hearing about me screaming my head off. Let's go up to Wisco Paul. Wisco, what are your thoughts?
Well, this has been in the works for the Republican Party for about a dozen years, actually before Walker. Everybody knew what he was doing. He just had a good excuse to do it. The Democratic Party, you can put a fork on him, fork in him, I mean, not on him, as far as local elections in the state, the legislature. But we could do a lot to keep a Democratic governor in power, and that's what you're going to have to focus on. If you do not get a Democratic governor, oh, lordy, lordy, you'll be worse than Indiana here. You need something to weigh. And if you're going to have to go all in on Tony and actually the next guy that runs for governor all in, because if you don't have a check and balance, I don't have to stay in Wisconsin. I'm just recently retired, and I wasn't living close to Dane County. That's all I'm going to say on this. This is a bad, bad deal, and you're going to have to win the statewide election. End the conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We appreciate your call.
I can't disagree with you on that. I can't tell you to stay and fight for your home. You've been fighting for decades, Paul. I get it, man. I can't tell you what's the right answer for you for that either. That's a horrible thing to consider. But
winning statewide elections is not going to be enough either, though. There has to be engagement and involvement in every election at every level. In 2017, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and the 2017 spring election, Annette Ziegler, one of the conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, ran unopposed. It's not just going and winning and winning elections. It's going and participating. And like Brian's saying, there's areas around the state that a Madison-based candidate, a Madison ideology, isn't going to win everywhere. But there are plenty of people that care about functioning government. That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
A base level of functioning government where the input from the citizens, say, I don't know, 87% want nonpartisan fair redistricting, and it's just shoved back in their face. No, here's an even more gerrymandered map than before. And so we appreciate your call, Wisco, but it's not just going to be winning statewide elections. You've got to, like, everybody has to be involved,
you have to
paying
contend.
Attention and engaged in every race.
And you have to fight in every single arena, yeah. everywhere. And again, you can't just fight. You're going to put the wrong taste in somebody's mouth if you're just fighting for the D cause. You have to fight for the big D democracy cause. That's the most important thing. And the litmus test for any candidate in any community should be, I care about government, that it can function correctly. How that works and how it goes, that's fine. But let's all at least somehow get a shared reality. And I want to tell you, Paul brought up something that we're going to bring up anyway, but I want to read a little thing here. Disability Rights in Wisconsin applauds the vetoes of Tony Evers.
28
by the way,
last Friday.
28 last
vetoes
Friday.
From Evers last Friday.
And this is just from the Disability Rights Wisconsin. Regarding Medicaid, DRW appreciates Governor Evers' vetoes, which would have added significantly to the burden already imposed on people who rely on Medicaid as the sole source for their health insurance. It would have required people to reapply twice as often as they do now, would have increased the likelihood of people's applications would be denied because of minor errors on forms, would have imposed an ineligibility period if somebody inadvertently fails to report something that might affect eligibility. There's a lot of
that was the Republican proposal. The Republican proposal passed by the State Assembly led by Robin Voss and State Senate led by Devin LeMahieu passed that proposal. The only thing stopping that from becoming law was Governor Evers' veto.
You have the choice.
And that's just one instance.
The choice schools argument, right?
Yep.
Okay, I understand. I can understand the arguments for wanting choice schools. I've heard both, and I'm not going to go and get into that thing. But there's also things you need to consider. In addition, DRW applauds Governor Evers for vetoing the bills relating to publicly funded education. One of them would have caused disproportionate disruption for Milwaukee students with disabilities, mm-hmm. unnecessarily and expensively splitting the district into 4 to 8 smaller districts. The other one would have created massive expansion of Wisconsin's voucher programs in which students forfeit their rights and protections under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act to the detriment of the schools that are required to educate any and all students with disabilities. That's part of how they use the choice program to hang the public schools program. They only have funding for one.
I can end that debate for you. Fund our public schools adequately and you won't need the need for public subsidized private vouchers.
Exactly.
You won't.
But
so
these are just a couple examples of things that Republicans would have done and will do
yes.
if there's not a
yes.
Democratic governor here.
They're showing us what they want to do. And the only thing stopping these really bad policies from becoming law is a governor's veto. But not only that, if these maps go into effect, there's a pretty good chance that if Democrats don't go and compete in every election everywhere, that Republicans could have a supermajority to override that veto. So it's not just electing yeah. and winning yeah. statewide. It's we need to be everywhere. It needs to be a full court press, Brian.
Yeah, and you need to get people on the Republican Party with reasonable ideas and thoughts so they can go and talk to the other idiots on that side. Anyway, let's talk to our folks. Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hi, guys. Don't sound like a very good day today, but we need you, and you guys are doing an outstanding job. It's like a step forward and five back when you're fighting something like this that's been going on for years and years. But you guys have a good attitude and the right attitude. And what we need to do is now acknowledge more independence. There were a lot of Republicans who have spoken out and even joined their own groups against what is happening right now. Independence, we can fight. Independence can fight very well together with no labels that are fighting for democracy, that are fighting for the people in the state of Wisconsin. And we need to get those darn Koch brothers and Alec, Ted, you know what, out of our state, because I've been following that for a long time when Walker got in. I mean, this wasn't the way the state was in the state of Wisconsin. I'm 67 years old, guys, and I've been following politics for many years. We weren't like this, and the people have no idea. I used to talk about Koch brothers on my local station when they had one we could call into that was kind of in the middle of the road, and people thought it was Coke, the people that owned Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people don't know, and spreading the word needs all different ways to do it. Now, I see people running for Senate that only have a website. Now, I live in a rural area, and I don't have very good internet access. They need phone numbers. They need people to take calls for them. They need to activate this goofy stuff just through the internet. Now, I'm an old lady, and gol darn it, there's a lot of retirees that don't have a lot of internet experience and stuff that want to get out there and knock on doors and hand out flyers and work. So they need to include phone numbers. They need to include family events. Years ago, Democrats used to have fundraisers where they'd have picnics and, you know, they used to count on the unions. My husband worked at Uniroyal. My family all worked at Uniroyal. They had different fundraisers and picnics, and people got together. They discussed issues. That don't happen anymore. So this side of the state is really threadbare. I call my TV stations and say, why aren't you letting us know what's going on in up in Madison? They're not. And so people around here are just totally unknowledgeable of what's going on, what the Republicans are pulling on the other side of the state. So people making out, you know, DVDs, getting their word out that way, sending them to people, you know, utilizing, they got to start using more TV commercials during supper time. Ron Johnson's been doing a lot of advertising how great he is and how he helped this black couple, you know, and they were all standing around him, but it was his own ad. And then there was another one, too, you know, where the right to try, well, that was his ad, too, but the family, he saved a relative, you know. So this is what we're seeing, you know, and I don't see much about anything else from the other the Democrats. So, what the Democrats need to do is start sharing some of their information and work together as a group, and then show how they are a little bit different or what their primal thing is. So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
I get you.
We love a genie rant.
I love it. And you have a whole bunch of amazing things to say. And I want to point out that if you remember when Evers ran, right, there were like 16 other candidates, right? There were a lot.
Yes.
And most of them were running door to door. This is before the pandemic, so they were going door to door all across the state. Mike McCabe himself put on like 40,000-50,000 miles that summer. None of them won. They went to Evers. But my point is, all of them made inroads. And so while you saw a bunch of things on the air, I'd rather the people who see the things of Ron Johnson have to think about the person that they just saw in person in front of them instead. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, the ground game is going to be important, but over the airwaves and TV and television, all radio, it all works as well. And that's the thing. It's there's not going to be one silver bullet that saves this.
You have to fight everywhere at all times, like Churchill said.
And I can tell you, Brian, there was a little bit to spare this weekend, but I'm feeling a little bit more fired up today. Folks,
I got a palate cleanser and two more callers.
And this is Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.